This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. The Extraordinary Girl Conference was such a blessing. We will never recover from it. We caught foxes. First service, we talked about singles, avoiding destiny mismatch. Second service, we talked about marriages, building a glorious marriage. We said there's no accidental building. Every marriage you admire is a product of hard work. You want a glorious marriage, go and build. There are so many things that you would only the doer is blessed. But you know what we're doing this third service? Another very strong building block. We're going to be talking about parenting. Don't tell me that you're not a mom or a dad. It does not matter. Keep it. Hide it. And see, you need to buy all three services. Oh, you get all three messages. You need it as a building block. Praise the Lord. I call this parenting by grace. Parenting by grace. And I'm going to start from Daniel 1, from verse 3 to 9. Parenting by grace. I need us to know that your heaviest responsibility on earth are your children. We are God's nannies. God elected us to prepare children for Him. Let me start from that Daniel 1, from verse 3 to 9. Because I need you to understand that there is an enemy out there who desires only the best. From verse 3 it says, then the king ordered Aspenaz, his chief of staff, to bring to the palace some of the young men of Judah's royal family and other noble families that who had been brought to Babylon as captives. Select only strong, healthy, good-looking young men, he said. Make sure that they are versed in every branch of learning. They are gifted in knowledge and good judgment and are suited to serve in the royal palace. Train these young men in the language and literature of Babylon. The king assigned them a daily ration of food and wine from his own kitchen. They were to be trained for 3 years and then they would enter the royal service. Daniel, Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah were four of the young men chosen from all of the tribes of Judah. The chief of staff renamed them with these Babylonian names. Daniel, they changed to Belshazzar. Ananias, they changed to Shadrach. Mishael, they changed to Meshach. Azariah was called Abednego. But Daniel was determined not to defile himself by eating the king's food and wine given to them by the king. He asked the chief of staff for permission not to eat of this unacceptable food. Praise the Lord. And God had given the chief of staff both respect and affection for Daniel. I need us to know this morning that there is a war on children and that the enemy is looking for the best. He's not looking for the yes. You know, we speak a lot of lingos in Nigeria. I don't know if you know what yeye is. Yeye are the, maybe useless, the weaklings. The enemy is not looking for the weaklings. The enemy wants the best. So he said, and pick for me the best. The ones who are brainy, they are the ones I want. The ones who understand science, the ones who understand literature, the healthy ones, the ones that are going to the best schools. Don't give me the retards. Don't give me the yes. I want the best. So the more you invest in your children, the more you know the enemy is interested. Thank God the word of God says that the seed of the woman will bruise the head. You must prepare your children from home for the onslaught of the enemy. I think we said it already yesterday that Jochebed understood her assignment in training Moses. She knew that there was nothing she could do to ultimately release Moses from getting into the Nile. But how he would enter the Nile, she built an ark and kept Moses there. You have to build that ark from home. It's in that ark of covenant that you're going to put your children, because the enemy is looking for them. And how are you going to do this? I will show you. Because you have a major part to play. Show me Malachi 2 from verse 15. Let's use the Message translation. Malachi 2 from verse 15. The Message translation. Parenting by grace. And here is your second offense, God is speaking. You fill the place of worship with your whining and sniveling because you don't know what, because you don't get what you want from God. Simply saying your prayers are not being answered. Do you know why? Simple. Because God was there as a witness when you spoke your marriage vows with your young bride, and now you've broken those vows. Broken the faith bond with your vowed companion, your covenant wife. God, not you, made marriage. His spirit inhabits even the smallest detail of marriage. And what does God want from marriage? Children of God, that's what. So guard your spirit of marriage within you and don't cheat on your spouse. God is saying, there is a reason why I brought a godly man and a godly woman together. I want children of God. I want godly offspring. God is saying, I need my children raised in your home. Children of God is why I bring a man and a woman together. You may have your reasons for husband and wife. Your need may be companion. Your need may be teamwork. That's not my need. My need is children of God. I need you to raise my children for me in your house. I want godly offsprings. God wants children that will look like him, act like him, and respond like him. He wants you to be his nannies, godly nannies, to raise children up for him. Your assignment is to turn your children from being ordinary children to godly children. Raise transformed children for me. Raise children that are heaven bound. Don't only call them David, Rebecca, and Deborah. Make sure they understand the mandate for their lives. Don't only invest in them academically. Don't only invest in their sports. Don't only invest in science. Make spiritual investment of your children. It's important. Parenting is an act of worship to the Lord. Parenting is an act of worship to the Lord. There is a reason why God brings a godly man and a woman together. The next big thing I want to say is that parenting is not a woman's job. Men, I hope you are attentive. Parenting is not a woman's job. In fact, if you're a Bible believer, parenting is a bigger man's assignment. It is a man that will raise his family. When the angel came to Mrs. Manoah, that's Samson's mom, they were making it a transaction between only Mrs. Manoah and the angel. Mr. Manoah said, don't leave me out. Judges 13. I want to be involved in this. He said, I don't use my own words. He said, what will be the requirement? What will be the training for this boy's life? What will be the rule for his life? The father asked. The man wanted to know, what would the discipline need? What will be the culture for this boy? What value do I need to observe to be a father? Men, listen to me and listen well. Don't let a woman father your children. Don't let a woman father your children. Wake up to your responsibility. It's your job. Let me show you what God said in Genesis 18 verse 19. The Amplified preferably. Thank you, Spirit of God. Genesis 18, 19. Message. Don't parent alone. Then God said, shall I keep back from Abraham what I'm about to do? Abraham is going to become a large and strong nation. All the nations of the world are going to find themselves blessed through him. Yes, I've settled on him as the one to what? You are angry too soon. Let's say this. Oh, yes, I've settled on him as the one to what? Train his children and future family to observe God's way. Parenting is not a woman's job. Parenting is a man's job. God said, if you look at this scripture in KJV, he said, I know Abraham. He will command his children. He will command his household so that the blessing, so that the promise that I have made will be established. If the promise is hanging on your family, it's because you have not entered your role as a priest. There is a blessing that is looming on your family. But until the man takes his place as the high priest, that blessing will not come. Don't keep a man away from raising his children. Women, we need to be very careful. I said this already and I'm repeating it. Don't isolate children from their dads. That you have more money does not make you a father. The organogram of God is different from the organogram of the world. You don't become the man of the house because you are financially more empowered. A father is the voice of authority in a home. A father is the one to bring discipline on the children. Learn to look away and allow a man discipline his children. It's his job to do. Let me show you from scripture. Ah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Show me Ephesians 6 verse 4 from the Amplified Classic. Thank you, Lord. Fathers, he did not say mothers. Fathers, he did not say parents. He knew what he was saying. Father, do not irritate and provoke your children to anger. Do not exasperate them to resentment. But, wake up now, but tenderly in the, and the, and the, and the. That's a man's fall role in his home. He has a duty to train his children. He has a duty to discipline his children. He has a duty to counsel his children. And he has a duty to bring admonition from the word of God. If this is absent, you are endangering the lives of your children and making it so easy for them to become easy prey of what is going on in Daniel 1. A child that is not trained, a child without discipline, a child without counsel. Thank you, Father, help us. Oh, rakatia koshata. If you want this godly family, you must parent together as a team. It's not only the woman's job, the man has a major role to play. And I've told you what it is. How else do you do this? How else you raise these godly children? Be very intentional. Be intentional in parenting. Be intentional. As you are sitting here today, I'm asking a mom, I'm asking a dad, what are your parenting goals? What are your parenting goals? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to achieve in parenting your children? What are your parenting skills? What are your spiritual skills? What are your social skills? Economic empowerment skills? What are they? How are you planning to raise these children up for God? Your home is your first church. It's not the church to raise your children for you, it's yours. Like I said, your raising your children is your heaviest spiritual assignment. Don't allow a maid raise your children. Don't allow the drivers raise your children. Don't allow social media raise your children. Social media should not partner with you in raising a godly offspring. It's your job to do. The day that they placed a prince in the hand of a maid, she threw him down and he broke his legs. Is that not what happened to Mephibosheth? He was not born lame. He was not born lame. He was only placed in the wrong hand. The day that a father abdicates his duties, the day a mother abdicates her duties and places her heaviest responsibility in the hands of a maid, they will drop that child and break those legs forever. Thank God for redeeming grace, but those legs never worked again because a parent was reckless in a season. Those quarrels that you guys quarrel in the presence of your children, you are dropping them. Those tearing, you are so angry, you break TV, and those children are watching you innocently. You are killing, you are damaging. Those 10 green bottles in your fridge. You say you're a social drinker. You don't know that we take on a new identity for the sake of our children. There are some things that come to us naturally that we cannot do just because our children are watching. Children are not moved by what you say. They are moved by what you do. There is a sex scene going on in a movie you are watching, and you're telling your little children, cover your eyes, cover your eyes. You introduce them to pornography. For their sake, there are some movies I don't watch. For their sake, there are some things I don't do. I may have liked them. For their sake, I've taken on a new nature. Just because children are led by what they see. Ah, karika tumbayada. Parenting is more about you and I, not the children. Children come into this world as clean canvas. We are the ones writing on the canvas of their hearts. Let me show you something in Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. This is one scripture I use to raise the bar for myself in parenting. Psalm 127, verse 3 to 5. Children are the gift from the Lord, and they are a reward from Him. Children born of a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the gate. What the word of God is saying here, it says children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. It says as arrows. Do you know arrows? As arrows are in the hands of a warrior. Your children are the arrows and you are the warrior. How far an arrow will go is dependent on the warrior. If I'm a weak warrior, my arrow can't go far. If I'm weak in prayer, if I'm weak in discipline, if I'm weak in consistency, if I'm weak in discernment, my arrow cannot go far. So even the arrow that is designed to hit target got damaged because of the warrior. So I'm asking today, what kind of warrior are you? Are you a prayerless warrior? Are you a weak warrior? For the sake of the children, we are great warriors because we know how we release the arrows will determine whether he hits the enemy at the gate. It says they will not be ashamed at the gate. The reason why some children are ashamed at the gates today is because of the weak warriors that release them. Be intentional. Raise spiritual children, and it's from home. It's from home. Your home is your first church. Do you break bread at home? Is there communion service in your house? Or is only in church? No. Do you have praise and worship at home? I get my children to come and lead worship. I get my children to share the word of God at home. Yes. They will not only excel in science and excel as lawyers, they must excel as spiritual people, because there is a war going on. And I can't follow them everywhere, but I can equip them for the war, so that wherever they are, they know that they are sharpened arrows. They cannot disgrace us at the gates, because they have been wired to be. Hallelujah. Do you guys fast occasionally as a family? Have you taught your children how to fast? Or you are just raising indisciplined children who eat any time? Have you taught your children? Or is Netflix raising your children? Is it Nickelodeon that is raising your children? All those witches that fly all the time, are those the people raising your own children? It's amazing when the children start crying, you place an iPad in their hands, don't disturb me. You are the one that is allowing the invasion of enemy into their minds. It's time to turn off the television and let's return the discipline of library. Children don't like to read anymore, and their attention span has reduced because of screen time. Always watching TV. They are going on a drive, they are watching TV. They are at home, they are eating. Nothing I find more irritating than when a child is eating, you are watching the movie. Why? Why? And the reason why this happens is because there's no cohesion between the father and the mother. Because the women are, leave him alone. He's only having a snack. Leave him alone. It will, the day it dawns on you that that boy in your house is somebody's husband. And you are only raising a problem for somebody to inherit. That boy that cannot wash up his plate after eating, you are starting a problem you can't solve. That's your princess lady that cannot wash her pants. You are causing problem for somebody. And they should not discipline. How is he going to reign? How is he going to reign as a king if you don't bring discipline into his life? I don't know if you watch medieval movies. From age 10, they begin to train a king in the art of war, because he's not only going to sit on the throne, he's going to defend himself and his kingdom. If you don't train him to defend his kingdom, that's why we have mommy's boys. They can't take a single decision without calling mommy. He cannot operate a washing machine. All life skill, he does not have any. The only thing he has is probably a good car. Don't marry a cow. Marry a man. And make sure he's a man. Because a man is not a man by age. There are 25-year-old men and there are 50-year-old boys. Be intentional about the word of God. Make time for your family. Sit at meal with them. Listen to your children. Be intentional. Pastor Isaac had a question for his father, but his father was close by. So it was the father that answered. He said, Daddy, I see the wood. Daddy, I see the sacrifice. I see the fire. But where is the sacrifice? That is the way children have questions today. But Daddy is too far away. Mommy is nowhere to be found. So they are asking drivers. They are asking Google. These children have questions. They want to discuss their first crush with us. They want to discuss how they are feeling. They are having wet dreams and all of those things. But you are not even available to answer their questions. So the enemy is answering their questions because we're too far away. Be intentional. Don't be too busy. Let me share with you a father that became too busy and it cost him much. His name is Eli. Eli. Eli missed it badly. Eli was a father. That's why I said it's so possible to raise the dead and still raise idiots. You can be in church serving other people. And pastors are the most guilty of this. You can raise the children of Anna, but you can't raise your own children. You can chastise the children of Anna. Is it not in the same house that Eli raised Samuel, but he could not raise Ophni and Phinehas' children? And because of his recklessness, he lost the priesthood. He lost the ark. He lost everything. Very permissive parent. Permissive parent. 1 Samuel 2 verse 12. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 12. It's a lot. Now the sons of Eli were scoundrels who had no respect for God. Show me another version. This version says that the children of the high priest, pastor's children, were scoundrels. He says, now the sons of Eli were base and worthless. They did not know or regard the Lord. The sons of the pastor. Show me another version of it. So that we will know many of us are living in deception. I heard a story that broke my heart. One of the leading priests in our generation is three children. None. The first one is the leader. You said we are alive. So there are some things I can't say. The leader. One was rusticated from the university. Oh, don't miss next year. And we will not have video. Anybody that can't come is okay. Because we cannot be this. We can't be stopping ourselves from having real conversation because you are online. But I don't want to put my pastor in trouble. You know me, I don't have a problem. When I finish from in an airport street, you will see me. But because I don't want to put my pastor in trouble, that's why. Oh, don't think I'm afraid of you. Now the sons of Eli were evil and good for nothing men, having no knowledge of the Lord. Why would the sons of the pastor have no knowledge of the Lord? Their father could parent a congregation, but he could not carry the gospel home. Their parents, the Eli, could lead the nation, a national prophet, but he was raising the sons of the devil under his roof. Many of us can raise the children of Eli. Everybody fears you, but not your children. That's because of your double standard. That's because you have a form of godliness, but you don't show any power at home. That's because the you that we know, many people are bipolar. The you in church is different from the you at home. And guess what? It's not the you in church your children are seeing. It's the you at home. You, when there is no wig, that's the one your child knows. Why is Ella? Ella is shy for me. Show me 17 to 19 of the same. Oh, Holy Spirit. For the sins of these young men were very serious in the Lord's sight. For they treated the Lord's offering with contempt, the children of the pastor. But Samuel, though he was only a boy, served the Lord. He wore a linen garment like that of a priest. He could get his sons to, he could get Samuel to be holy. They were raised in the same house. So I'm just wondering, what did Anna put in that boy? What did Anna put in that little boy? With the little time that she heard, what did she program in this boy Samuel? That even when he got into the house of sin, he was already molded in righteousness. What did they say to Joseph? Please tell me. What did they say to Joseph? His pastor did not follow him to Egypt. They did not say he carried a big Bible. But the consecration was in his spirit. He was molded in holiness. The Bible says in Psalm 24, who can ascend the holy hills of the Lord? Who can stand before him? He that has clean hands and a pure heart and has not listed his soul to vanity. Was programmed in righteousness. Eli could not dress his children in robes, but he could raise Anna's son. Beware of being able to raise other children and abandoning your own. Because time will tell. That big secret that all of us are keeping. That your daughter that can't cook. That your son that is useless. That eats everything. You think it's normal that your child eats five times a day? Mommy, I want chocolate. Mommy, I want biscuit. Mommy, I want. Can you stop overfeeding these children and teach them order? Give him now. He's crying. Is he crying blood? Is he crying blood? If that boy did not cry from the hospital, do you carry him home? Let him cry. Some children will throw tantrums here, Pastor. You'll be scared. Where is this child's mother? When we were young, we were taught to do everything, including cry normal. You don't cry like a motherless child when I was growing up. I don't know who raised you, but you don't cry. I watch some children. I say, who is your mother? Even in London, on the streets of London, if my mother gives you a clean slap, you collect it well. And you move like nothing happened. Because if my mother beats you and you cry like a motherless child, then they will beat you afresh for crying stupidly. So I can't stop you from crying, but cry like a sane child. Now some children cannot even cry with decorum. As if you are being strangled. What's the problem? Let me show you something. Verse 22 to 26 of the same thing. I'm glad you are laughing. I hope you are learning. 22. It's a long read. You should go and read it at home. 22 to 26. Now Eli was very old, but he was what? Awake. Are you awake at the back? But he was what? Awake. He was aware of what his sons were doing to the people of Israel. He knew, for instance, that his sons were seducing the young women who assisted at the entrance of the tabernacle. Eli said to them, I've been hearing the reports from all the people about the wicked thing that you are doing. Why are you sinning? Why do you keep on sinning? You must stop, my sons. The report I hear among you, the report I hear among the Lord's people is not good. Are you hearing the national prophet? Is he talking like a parent? Are you talking like somebody that, is it these children that gave birth to you or you gave birth to these children? You better don't befriend your children at the expense of parenting them. Don't over befriend your children that you can't parent them. Many of you are befriending children you were sent to parent. Who is leading who? Many of you cannot bring your children to church. Say it does not feel like going. Excuse you? What? Your child told you that he does not feel. I will be on the altar for 1 week. I say, God, I failed. No. My child will tell me you don't feel like going. I will not stop until I restore that feeling. You will not only... What? Pastor, I will not be going from nation to nation raising other children and my own children. It's not possible. It's not possible. I don't care how tall you become, I will jump up to slap you. The reason why many of us have problem children is because we start parenting late. Early parenting is one way to raise a glorious child. Early parenting. Let me tell you what the word of God said. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Proverbs 22 verse 6. Hey! Proverbs 22 verse 6. You can show me from the Amplified Classic anyone you like. Train up a child in the way he should go. And in keeping with his individual gift or bent. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. He says, train up a child. He didn't say train up a teenager. He didn't say train up an adult. No. There is a right time to train. Train up a child. You tell me that you are living in the West and your child will call 911. And I'm asking, at what age can a child dial 911? You start parenting too late. I had battered them to submission before they were two. And I'm not joking. You see that thing that social media is teaching all of us? I don't agree with it. I will not. You will not raise my children for me. The God that created them, the God that put them in my womb, the God that owns them, told me in Proverbs 22 that there is foolishness. He created them. Check for it, though. Proverbs 22, I don't know what verse again because I'm tired. Check for it. Proverbs 22. What verse? No. Is it 6? It says foolishness is in the heart of a child. Ah. Oh, scripture, where are you? I must find you. You are too important. 23:13, I think. Oh. Yes, stay here. Stay here, my love. Okay, we can start from here. A youngster's heart. This is the word of God. It's not your word. The one that created them said to let you know, you are just my nanny. Stop arguing with me about the work of my hand. A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness. But physical discipline will drive it far away. Then social media said, if you bait them, if you talk too hard, if you shout, hey! Social media cannot raise my child for me. I'm going to depend on the word. See, anything that social media is fighting, just know that it's the word of God. And it's true. That's why they're coming hard against it. Don't mind them, oh. Go with God. You were showing me one before. Ah, thank you. Young people are prone to foolishness and fads. It says what? The cure comes through tough-minded discipline. Tough-minded discipline. If you want a child that is going to become the leader of the world, tough-minded discipline. You better go and wear your iron pants and raise your children so that they don't become the scum of the society. We can tell when children are disciplined. We can tell when they are not. All of us are just joining you to say, no, it's okay, leave him.
When you need to tell your child to greet in public, you have failed. Because it's not in public we train children to greet. If you are going to be honest, since I came, I initiate greeting. Because you see, people like us, they taught us to greet. If my mother slapped you for not greeting well, you open your mouth and greet like a normal person. If you don't, my mother said, greeting is not complete until they answer you. So is that when you open your mouth, okay, hello, auntie, what does that mean? Open your mouth and greet. Greet with excitement. Although rebellion is woven, their God, into a young man's heart. Tough discipline makes him into a man. Tough discipline. And you start it early. Greed was in them at home, but there was no parent to cure them. We were talking about the progression of butterfly yesterday. We said it's egg. What's the next one? Lava. Egg, lava, pupa, and butterfly. Some children, their sin came as eggs, but there was no parent to spot it. Your greed came as egg form. When they will fry 6 eggs for the whole family, only you will eat 5. Now you are wondering why he has become a thief. You trained him. There is a time to curb. The only bed you can buy is to make 2 or 3 of them sleep on the same bed. Then your one child will sleep across. Wake him up, line up their thoughts. You must train your children from home. Train them when they are young and they are still bendable. Train them when they are still bendable. Hallelujah. He says, train up a child. Help them to pray now. Teach them to fast now. Teach them everything they need. Put structure in their lives. What is your child doing awake at 11 o'clock? Watching television. The minute you turn off that TV, he starts crying. For me, that is that time I need that tough discipline. If beating your own child does not work for you, it's okay. I don't know, but it worked for me. Can you see how structured my life is? I was... May the Lord rest my mother's soul. Show me Proverbs. Which one did we do? 22. Show me 23. 13. TPT still. Thank you, sir. Don't fail to discipline your children. The rod of punishment won't kill them. Physical discipline may what? I know you're upset, but you'll be all right. Read it. Physical discipline what? Continue. You are doing well. My child, if your heart is wise, my own heart will rejoice. Everything in me will celebrate when you speak what is right. Let's see 17. Don't envy sinners, but always continue in the fear of the Lord. I'm looking for that version that says spanking. Because there is so much fight. You can't spank a teenager, it's late. And I'm not saying spank in anger, no. But I'm saying there must be a voice of authority. The voice that lingers in the head of your child is their real parent. Did you hear what I said? He said, my sheep hears my voice. But the noise, the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. You must make sure that your voice is lingering in the head of your children. When Mordecai was done raising Esther, even when Esther moved into the palace and Mordecai was not there, she kept hearing the voice of Mordecai. She kept hearing the voice of Mordecai. The Bible says she will do it just as Mordecai had said. As your voice rang in the head of your children about integrity, parenting is not complete until your children can do when you're not there. When you are not there, they can do what you have said. That's when you have succeeded. You must be their role model. You must be. Children don't care what you say. They care what you do. Be their role model. Provide leadership. Provide headship. Give them unconditional acceptance. Show them the path of God. Train your children. Be their model for discipline. Shape their minds. Mold them. Structure them. Be their life coach. Be the model of hard work. Be the model of self-discipline. Be the model of modesty. Be the model of decency. Be the model of value. Be the model of generosity. Be the model of honor. Teach your children God's word. God said in Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 to 9, teach them about me. When they are sitting down, talk about me. When they are standing up, talk about me. God, he will not create a world that does not need him. He wants you to introduce him to the children. And when the time is right, he wants you to release those children. Teach your children your family values. Is there a family value? Do you have a family value? What is the culture in your family? In my family, we have the culture of respect. We have a culture of love. When my husband comes, I get up and I go and hug him. And I want my children to know that the king has arrived. He must be honored. Some of you, your husband arrived, you are on the phone laughing. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. You don't even acknowledge that a fly came by. You don't stop what you are doing. Your children are watching. Some of you have stored up porcelain dishes, waiting for guests that will never come. And you serve your husband in broken plates. What is your family culture? I've trained my children to give birthday gifts. Don't tell me you are giving your friends birthday gifts. Give your sibling. Some parents die and the family is broken forever because they didn't have a culture of unity. As blessed as I am, Isaac and Rebecca's family was, they inherited sibling rivalry because the parents did not bring unity and cohesion. There are some siblings, 1 whole year will pass. They don't hear from one another. It's parental failure. But look at what Jochebed did with her 3 children. Did you realize that Moses was the last one? Yet she taught them to honor. That is the one that has oil. We must honor him. When Aaron and Miriam tried to behave badly, God dealt with them because their younger one was the one that had the oil. Their mother raised them to be united. Are you bringing competition among your children? There are many parents here. You like some children more than the other. You don't know that the weak one is the one that needs all the support. But the one that is taking first position every day, you are saying, look at you, Jones, look at your brother. He's the one taking first position. You don't know that that's your opportunity to rally around the weak one. Have family values. Christmas cannot go past without Christmas gifts. We hug in my family. We love ourselves. We verbalize our love. You have, it's only your mother. I love my mother. You can't marry her. Now you are with your wife. Does your wife even know that you love her? What is the family value? The value of reading the word of God. The value of excellence. As a father, do you dance in church? These are heritages and legacies that we can never recover from. A father is an instructor, pastor. When a man takes the time to structure his family, they can never get over it. Look at the Rechabites. Do you know the Rechabites in Jeremiah 35? Even when the fathers were long gone, the father had left a word and had become a law. He said, our fathers told us. Our father said we should not drink alcohol. Long after the fathers were gone, the children remembered. When Jesus met the woman at the well, you know what she said? She said, our fathers worshipped on this mountain. Can your children refer to your worship? Do your children see you lift up holy hands at home, dancing and worshipping before the Lord? Can your children refer to your God? Many children think that their mommy's God. They don't think his daddy's God because they don't see daddy and God. They don't see daddy and God. His mommy and God. Aberration. That's not the government of Jesus. The government of Jesus, a man is the spiritual head of his family. If the woman likes that, do gymnastics more than that. A man is the spiritual head of his family. Stop allowing your children to see mommy's God. Let them know as mommy and daddy's God. For their sake, pray at home. For their sake, worship God. Let your children come into the room and listen to you pray in tongues. Let your children come and worship you kneeling down and say, Lord, the bug does not stop with me. The bug stops with you. My oga has oga. It does not stop with me. Hallelujah. I want you to think legacy. Guys, the time will come that we will not be here. We would have handed the baton over to the children. Apostle Paul was speaking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, I think, 1 verse 5 or something. He says, the faith that was handed over to you by your grandmother Lois, and your grandmother took the baton and gave it to your mother Lois, and now we can see the faith in you. Please, is there a baton of God you are transferring? Or is this baton of church going to end with you? If you don't insist that your children will pray, if you don't insist that your children will worship, some of you are in church and your hands are in the pocket during praise and worship, and your children are worshiping, they are watching you. My daddy does not dance in church. You don't know that for the sake. You think Pastor Mola's children, if they see the way their father is walking protocol, no, they cannot tell him, I can't serve in the house of God, because it's a model of service. Even when he's not here anymore, his children will inherit the spirit of service. But you have marked your calendar. I attend church only once a month. I'm very busy. If you are too busy to come to church, you are too busy. You are too busy. And then when you come to the church, you cross your legs. The praise and worship was quite nice today. Those choir guys, they tried. And yet, you are a singer. In your family, you are a priest. You play keyboard. But you said, man, those days are gone. I pity your condition. They gave you a baton. If you like, drop it. Make sure the baton of holiness does not stop with you. Make sure the baton of worship does not stop with you. Make sure the family's gift does not stop with you. Transfer the baton. The baton of priesthood. It cannot stop with me. I don't care whether my children become the president of the greatest. You will end up on the altar. You must serve God. I'm a lawyer and I'm serving God. Don't allow the baton. Think tomorrow. Time has finished. I would have showed you, but go and read the scripture in Judges 2. A man, a family that did not talk about God. The enemy came and squandered them. Make sure that you are not only a chairwoman in the house of your God. Said, I can't. You can't what? So you are comfortable. They will sing for you. They will usher you. Take care of your children. Sweep the congregation for you. What is your investment in your father's house? When the Shunammite woman's son died, Pastor, the first thing she did was to carry that child and dump on her service. The gift she got, she carried the dead child and put on the altar. Please, when the storm of life comes, what are you going to present to God? What are you going to say? Say, God, no, this can't happen to me. I'm a worshiper. I'm a tither. Look at me very well, Lord. I'm not going to accept the verdict of death. Because you think nothing can happen to Pastor Mola. He will bring service before God and say, Lord, I have been serving you. I'm not teaching you to be transactional, but a time will come like Hezekiah. And say, Lord, I have been this. That was what Hezekiah did. And God said, you are correct. Because you have brought your strong reasons, I will turn the verdict of death around. There are some people that are the friends of God. You can call God anytime because he knows you are a stakeholder. But there are some of you, if you like, cry for 100 days. It's only mercy that will stand and speak on your behalf, because you are not an investor. You have nothing. Sing you won't. Usher you won't. And you are the captain of the critics. There's nothing we do in church that is all right, because you are not invested. Raise your children. Raise your children for God. You are God's nanny. Think legacy. Think legacy. Think legacy. There is a lot I have to say, but no time to say it. Parenting is one of my favorite things. We will be back. But I hope you have received enough. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.